Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice of Deliverance with Bishop Robert Page. This is a Christian broadcast dedicated to teaching and preaching messages from the Bible. You will be blessed as we discuss topics such as salvation, healing, deliverance, miracles, heaven, hell, and the kingdom of God. We want you to know that God loves you. Jesus died for you, and the Holy Spirit will comfort you. Be blessed by today's broadcast. Now, here is Bishop Robert Page.
Hello, and God bless you. This is Bishop Page, and welcome to the Voice of Deliverance. And we're just so blessed to have you with us tonight, and I just want to welcome you to another broadcast, and let you know, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, we're just going to get into the Word tonight, and we're going to be studying on the abundant life that God has for you. You know, God wants you to have an abundant life. You know, it's not God's will for you to lack in anything. It's, you know, God's will for you to be prosperous in every area of your life. So, you know, there's times when we have struggles and we wonder, how are we going to make it from one day to the next? How are we going to make it from one paycheck to the next paycheck? And, you know, it's time that we learn how to trust in the Lord. You know, it's wonderful to know God because He will make us trust Him when we can't see our way. You know, I just want to give a testimony today. You know, I had to have some work done on my vehicle, and I had to go to the shop yesterday with my vehicle, and I took it there, and they said, you know, we're going to have to, do this repair, and it's going to cost this amount of money. Now, that wasn't a problem. I would say that's fine. Now, the lady, there's a manager at the shop, and she said, "Sir, do you do this kind of work?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." "Well, do you do that kind of work?" "Yes." "Yes, ma'am, I do." "Well, would you like to trade your work for our work?" I said, "Yes, that would be wonderful." So, now, the way God works is that sometimes you don't have what it needs, what you need to take care of your responsibilities. And then sometimes God will just bless you to where if you don't have what you need, He will give you favor to where it can be worked out, because the Bible says that they that love the Lord, all things work together. All the things work together for them to love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do those kind of things." And she says, "Well, we'd like to have a swap, you know, your work for our work." So then they called later on in the afternoon and said, "You know, Mr. Page, it's going to be $527 for this work that has to be done on the vehicle." I said, "Wow." But the lady says, "You know what, don't worry about it at all, because we're going to swap out this work. You're not going to have to pay any money to the shop." So I went back today and picked up my van and you know, made an arrangement for the work that they want done. And I did not have to one penny for the work that they did. Now, you know, I just want to say that God works in mysterious ways, you know, that we just don't understand how God is going to work things out. You know, you think, well, I got this bill and that bill and this situation and that situation. And, you know, sometimes God wants us to just trust Him and just, it really, He wants us to trust Him all the time. But He wants us to learn how to lean on Him, how to trust Him, because, you know, sometimes we can figure things out, and God wants us to do that sometimes, but times when we just need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and He shall do what? He shall direct our path. So tonight we're going to be looking at, you know, having an abundant life, and it starts with trust in the Lord and having that faith that moves mountains. So if you have your Bibles, and you know, the Lord has me, the Lord just directed me to the book of Luke. Amen. If we have anybody on the line, you could sure to open up the line and say, praise the Lord, God bless you, Bishop. It's so good to have you on the line, and we appreciate you tonight. Luke chapter 18. Jesus is speaking, and He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, and neither regarded man. And there was a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet this widow, though beeth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He hear long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, then He find faith on the earth. How does this have to do with the abundant life? It has a lot to do with abundant life, because we have many times found ourselves in situations where we need God to avenge us. We need God to move on our behalf. And so in this particular parable, we see that the Lord was given a story about the unjust judge and this woman. And she says, saying there was a judge which feared not God. And there are many people in the world that do not fear God. In other words, they don't have a reverence or a respect for God. And when they deal with who are God's people are dealing with unjust people or ungodly people, then many times they don't even respect the God that we deserve, that we serve, you know. They don't even respect Him. They don't even honor Him. So they don't treat us with the respect that we deserve. Amen. So, and there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. In other words, she kept coming back to him and coming back to him and coming back to him. And he knew, look, this lady is just not going to leave me alone until I avenge her, until I do whatever it is that she's asking me to do. So she said, so John Justice said, let me just get this out of my way and let me go ahead and avenge her with what it is that she needs to have done. Now, the parable does not lay out or it does not explain what it is that this lady was needing to be avenged from. But it does let us know that the unjust judge was a judge that did not fear God. Now, we're living in a time right now where there are many judges in America who do not fear God. They don't have reverence, respect for God. They don't even believe the scriptures that we believe in, the scriptures that America was birthed out of, practice godly beliefs. So, in other words, they're making judgments based on their own merits, their own beliefs. So it is very important that we have judges in America that will render verdicts and judgments that are biblical based. And sometimes we don't have godly judges, you know, God will avenge us speedily. Amen. So I believe that God is going to turn things around. I have, you know, been in courtrooms before where it seemed like the judge was not a godly judge, and everyone else in the room was getting, you know, these judgments that were, you know, that it seemed like was not fair. And I thought, oh boy. And so when I came to the point where I said, you know, I'm gonna deal with this judge and we're gonna believe God for favor, the Lord spoke and said, listen, I'm gonna avenge you speedily, and he did that. Amen. So there are times when God will avenge you speedily before your enemies. He will even give you favor in a way that you have never seen him favor before, in Jesus' name. So tonight we're just going to pray real quick. Father, I thank you right now for this broadcast. I thank you for this time where we have been able to break bread tonight. I thank you right now for this word, oh God, that reminds us that you will avenge your people speedily in a time of need. I thank you right now for your blessings upon this broadcast. I thank you right now for what you have done even in this short time. In Jesus' name, I thank you right now for the faith that you have given us tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you right now, oh God, for an abundant life that you have called us to walk into. In Jesus' name, we thank you right now for the blessings of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow to them. In Jesus' name, this is Bishop Robert Page. You have, and this is the Voice of Deliverance, and we welcome you, and we ask, oh God, that you would have your people to tune in tomorrow night, open up the Word again tonight. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Until we meet again, this is Bishop Page saying so long. God bless you.